It's all the wild colonial boy, Jack Doolin was his name. From the colony of Victoria, not so far from Castlemaine, he was his father's only son, his mother's pride and joy, and so dearly did his parents love the wild colonial boy. When he was 16 years of age, he left his native home. All through the bush of Australia, as an outlaw to roam, he robbed the wealthy squatters up in their stock, he did destroy, and a terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy. In 1861, he commenced his wild career. His courage being undaunted, and no danger he did fear. He bailed up the beach with mail coach, and he robbed Judge McEvoy, who trembling cold gave up his gold to the wild colonial boy. He bade the judge good morning, and he told him to beware. He'd never robbed a poor man, no one that acted square. But a judge that would rob a mother of her only pride and joy, well, he was a worse outlaw than the wild colonial boy. One day as he was riding the mountainside along, listening to the kookaburra's pleasant laughing song, he spied three mounted troopers, Kelly Davis and Fitzroy, with a warrant for the capture of the wild colonial boy. Surrender now, John Doolin, you see we're 3-1. Surrender in the Queen's name, for you're a plundering son. Jack drew his pistol from his belt and he waved the little toy. I'll fight but never surrender, said the wild colonial boy. He fired at Trooper Kelly and he brought him to the ground. But in return, Bob Davis gave him his mortal wound. All shattered through the jaws, he lay still firing at Fitzroy. And that's the way they captured him, the wild colonial boy.